Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ron, let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas hotline to talk to a man who has been billed to us as the Bob Pompiani of the Denver sports scene, Mr. Mike Kliss from 9 News Sports in Denver. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Bob Pompiani, huh?
You ever heard of him?
No.
Oh,
heard of Ron, I heard of Ron Cook.
Oh, wow. So, Ron. How about that?
Well, put it this way. If you're compared to Pompiani in this town, that's quite the lead. You're a legend in Denver, and we appreciate you taking a little time with us.
Okay. Well, you got it. Now, I'm no legend. That's why I apologize to Bob for not knowing his name. I used to be a baseball writer. I think I met Ron at the ballpark a couple times. Paul Meyer, Joe Rutter, those guys, and been covering the Broncos now. This is the 16th season that I made the switch.
Mike, I'm sure you've heard of a man named James Marilat, I believe, from 104.3 The Fan in Denver. He was on with our morning show today on this station, and it was his opinion that Vic Fangio is in over his head here. Extremely conservative, he called him. Do you share that opinion?
No, I think Fangio's a good coach, a really good defensive coach, who is new at the head coaching game. Now, you're catching James there after Fangio made a fairly egregious game management clock error in which he didn't call timeout, a couple times in the Tennessee game. He let basically 52 seconds off the clock. I think he was just banking on Gostkowski had missed three field goals from the 40s, and he had missed an extra point, which is 33 yards, and he was kind of counting on Gostkowski to miss the last kick in the Broncos' win, was kind of his strategy. Plus, he said he was thinking of the next defensive play. You know, I can understand if you're a defensive coordinator and you call the plays, you know, maybe you brain lock on the timeouts, and I think he did. And he said he's going to take care of that. But I was impressed with the Broncos. The Broncos had some mental toughness last year that I hadn't seen in a few years. And they've got better talent this year. The problem is they got the wrong guys hurt. You know, Von Miller basically out for the year. Cortland Sutton missed the first game and might miss this one. I think he's highly questionable to play this one with the shoulder. Those are their two best players. And they're young on offense. They're good on defense. And look, I'm not comparing Vic Fangio to Bill Belichick, but I imagine in 2000 when Belichick went 5-11 and started 2001 at 0-2, that all of Boston was saying, this Belichick needs to go. So I'm not saying Fangio is going to turn out to be Belichick. I am saying let's give him a few more games.
All right. With considering who, you know, Von Miller, obviously everybody here knows him, what a loss that is. How good are these Broncos? I mean, do you give them a big chance on Sunday? I know it's the NFL where anybody can beat anybody, but how good are they considering the guys they are not going to have?
I give them some chance, not a big chance. Where I think their chance is that the defense, Fangio, what I've seen from Fangio, and it's been 17 games now, he does confuse quarterbacks, and he mixes up his coverages. He mixes up his pressures, and he also makes the quarterback be patient. Last week he got beat at the end of the game on two long sustained drives by Tannehill, who took the 6-yard completion. Will Big Ben take the 6-yard completion? I know he's gotten better at that, but Big Ben is going to have to be patient in this game. If he tries to drill the ball downfield, he will turn the ball over. You know, that's where I give the Broncos a chance, that they confuse Big Ben and he gets impatient. If that happens, I think the Broncos do have a chance because they are talented on offense. Their quarterback is talented. You know, he's going to have to play one of his better games, not one of his worst games, of course. I think they're going to have to run Melvin Gordon. And I know the Steelers stuffed Saquon Barkley last week, but the Broncos have to run Melvin Gordon anyway in order to have a chance in this game. You know, I think every underdog has a 25% chance. I guess I'd give the Broncos a 20% chance given the injuries. But, you know, that's not zero.
Mike Kliss from 9 News Sports in Denver. So what kind of pass rush do the Broncos have without Von Miller? And what about the secondary, which seems decimated and very young?
Yeah, the secondary at cornerback, not at safety. At safety, they got, I think, the two best safety pair in the league, and Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson. Kareem Jackson moved from nickelback with Houston to safety for the Broncos, and he's been excellent back there. At corner, they do have two rookies and a practice squatter, and Bryce Callahan, who was with the Bears and missed all last year with a foot injury. That's where the Fangio scheme is can kind of cover up their corners a little bit, play a lot of zone, keep those safeties back. And the pass rush really wasn't there against Tannehill the way it would have been with Von Miller. Bradley Chubb coming back from an ACL. He tore that ACL in high school also, so this is a second ACL recovery from him, and it's been slow. It was encouraging that he played 59 snaps against the Titans, but he got a couple quarterback hits. So, you know, it depends on where he's at. Is he going to be slow all year, or is he going to make progress in this game against Big Ben? And then Jeremiah Atachu was their best pass rusher on the edge. And he got in there a couple times, got one sack, almost had another on Tannehill. And then in the interior, Jarrell Casey is known for, you know, putting on a pass rush from the inside. You know, he gets 6-7 sacks a year, at least he did with Tennessee. But, yeah, the pass rush is a concern, you know, against Big Ben.
You mentioned the quarterback. Do you like Drew Lock? Do you like what you've seen of him? Obviously still a little bit of a work in progress, but do you think he has a chance to, you know, Elway's kind of struggled to find a quarterback since Peyton Manning moved on. Could he end up being the guy?
Well, he got Peyton Manning right. You know, give him credit for that. Give him credit for getting Peyton Manning right. Paxton Lynch was the guy that really – Is Paxton still with you guys, by the way?
No, they released him.
Okay. He was where Elway had a miss there, for sure. He was the first-round pick in 16. He was supposed to replace Peyton Manning. Didn't work out. Drew Lock does have a chance. I'm not going to say he's going to be a Pro Bowler this year. You know, he's only played 6 games. But I think you'll like him. He moves really well. He throws on the run real well. He spins the ball well. It's about decision making. You know, he, you know, like all of them, He's been up and down in training camp. He was on fire for a week. Then he had a bad practice, and it led to about three or four bad practices. Then he came out of it and played well in the last week of training camp. So, you know, you always wonder with young quarterbacks. I mean, this is going to be game seven for him, you know, where this is. I've said this coming into the season, because of Locke and his talent, but you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Jay Cutler, except a likable Jay Cutler. You know, this is a likable kid, but his playing style's the same in that he has a big arm. He tries to force the ball in sometimes. He can get a little excitable on the deep pass and overthrow. He can light you up for 350 yards and three touchdowns 1 week against a real tough opponent that he's not supposed to beat, and then the next week throw two picks and just miss his target wildly. So there's some inconsistency that I see. But he's got the same athleticism, same big arm, and it's just all about making the right decisions from pass to pass.
Mike, last one under a minute here. Steelers have probably as good a pair of pass-rushing outside linebackers as there is in the league. How are the Broncos situated at the tackle position on either side?
Well, that's the position that Broncos country wanted John Elway to address in the offseason. And they took a blow when Juwan James opted out, right tackle. He was the highest paid right tackle last year. Missed basically the whole year with a knee injury and then opted out this year. So they're not getting their money's worth there. Garrett Bowles at left tackle had, a lot of holding penalties. Had played well at the end of last year. Played well against Clowney in Tennessee in the opener. But he sprained his elbow, and he's going to have to play against Dupree and Watt with a brace on his left elbow. So that's a little concerning, but he is going to play. He hasn't missed a game in 3 years. This is his fourth year, former first-round pick from Utah. So that is one of the keys to this game, is how the tackles hold up against your edge rushers.
Mike, we really appreciate you taking the time. Perhaps on your way out, you could bond with our friend Joe Kopp, the producer, nickname Horse, diehard Broncos fan. I'm sure he'd love a word with you on the way out. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.